You like to touch on the word of encouragement, not to be the length of your back, but him to be saying, fear not, he is with us. I will be not dismayed, for he is our God, and will still be our aid. He will strengthen us, help us, and cause us to stand, upheld by his gracious, omnipotent hand. He is the unchanging one. And as our brother read that passage in Zechariah, my thoughts also went to the previous prophecy, and I'd just like to pass on a verse or two from Haggai. Haggai was the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. And I think that's what we want today, don't we? The Lord's message. And what is that? I am with you, saith the Lord. Now I'm reading from Haggai chapter 1 and verse 13. And the result was the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. They were all stirred up, you see, and encouraged. And the verse I wanted to come to was in the second chapter and verse 4. Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. And be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. What's the foundation of such an exhortation? For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. But just that threefold core, if you like, we had there, a threefold blessing that was the portion of these this people remnant, and may I say, it's the portion of the saints of God today. Let us hang on to these things. What have we got? I am with you. There's the presence of the Lord with us. What else? The Word of God. We sung to him about how firm a foundation is laid out of faith in God's excellent Word. Then, thirdly, my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. The great blessing that we should cherish, that in the way we come together, we do honour the presence and guidance of the Spirit of God. Go to any other section, one doesn't want to talk about it, but just to refer to it, any other section of Christians, where do you find the Holy Spirit given his place? And it's a great privilege to be gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus. I trust we cherish this great privilege. Being gathered simply to his name, dependent upon the guidance, leading of the Holy Spirit of God. And one can imagine how this threefold message was used God in these days to stir up the people, get them active in the service of the Lord. But you see, there's responsibility attaching to it. There's the first message we had in the first chapter, just those few words. Consider your ways. We need to do that. We need to judge ourselves and judge our ways in these days of carelessness and weakness. How much often is the result of our own unfaithfulness? We need to stir up ourselves, I think, and to consider our ways, that we might be found walking here to the praise, glory, and approval of the Lord Jesus. That is what matters, isn't it? That we might have his approval. I remember many years ago, Brother George Cox was giving an address, many will remember him, and he gives an illustration of a station master with crowds of people rushing off to work, their trains, rushing past him, and someone said to him, well, little get weary of this, everybody complaining and jostling and giving you no respite. And he said, well, what does it matter? As long as he approves. And he beckoned towards the station master. He was content as long as he was doing that which brought satisfaction to the one whom he was serving. Well, as long as we have the Lord, to do that which is pleasing to him, that we might be well pleasing unto him, as the apostle puts it in Corinthians. The Lord Jesus was the perfect servant, wasn't he? And how good it is for us to have a model. I'm always inclined to look back upon the old brethren that preceded us. But let's get away from that. Let's look upon the Lord. Let us consider him, the great apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. We need to get our eye upon him, looking off unto Jesus, the author and completer of the faith. And as we are occupied with him, we see the perfect one, the one who brought such infinite pleasure to his God and his Father. But I don't feel I can say much on this portion, but just to bring these three things before you, because they still hold good, you see. They were true in the days of the remnant, feeble as they were, a source of power, strength, and encouragement to them, and these things are true today. No matter how weak you may be, we've brought down to two or three in many cases. And we look around and say, what's it all coming to? How can we go on? Can we continue? Well, the Lord has placed us there, and while the Lord has placed us there, who are we to question his purpose for us? And if he's placed us where there's much weakness, he can sustain us in it. His power is unlimited. His resources are never at our disposal. Are we ready to lay hold of those resources? We can do so as we get down upon our knees in our nothingness and our weakness, and just allow him to use his strength through us, channels of blessing. We can be that, but you see, the Lord says himself, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. It's a question of drinking for ourselves, not only to satisfy our thirst, but that in the power of God's Spirit, the blessing might flow out, because it says, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. How good to be a channel, isn't it? Blessing, living water flowing out to others. Very good. That's God's purpose. But we need the power of the Spirit of God that we might do this. And we need to be drinking deeply of that inexhaustible fountain, the water of life, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'll just leave these things with you. I am with you, said the Lord. The Lord's presence is what we have. We gather to his name. And his word, he's preserved it through the atheist voice. Let us value it, read it, study it, that we might grow thereby through the sincere milk of the word. And his spirit, my spirit, God is not going to withdraw that spirit until the church is removed, and then the end of our testimony here will be over, which are passed into the glory. But until then, these things remain our portion. May God bless His word to us.